The text for this morning will come from Romans 8, verses 5 through 9. Let's read this together. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. We study verse by verse through Scripture, and I think it's just absolutely vital to the health of our church to do that, to be able to go through and approach a book, start in Romans chapter 1 and go through the end of the chapter and look at the text. And it's important because we want to understand the full counsel of God's word and not just get small pieces here and there. And so we make it a practice here in the different studies to go through verse by verse through Scripture. And as you do that, it's important always to be able to look at it in its context, to be able to look at it and see it as a whole as well. And when you're going through Romans chapter 8, Romans chapter 8 is just filled with the inspired word of God to bring us great confidence in our salvation, security in our salvation. You look at the text and it has verses in it in this particular chapter, things that say like Romans 8:1, where we looked at a few weeks ago, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And that particular text is given to us to cause our hearts to be lifted, to cause the weight that sometimes we place upon ourselves to be taken off, to be a people who look at it and say, there's therefore now, at this time now, no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Or you look throughout the text and it goes on and towards the end of this particular chapter and will tell us things like, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. And whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. And he wants us to read passages like that and be able to look at it and say, okay, if he called me, he'll glorify me in the end. This is something that will happen. And the chapter ends by asking the question, what shall we say then to these things? If God is for us, who could be against us? If God's for us, who is it ever that could bring a charge against God's elect? If it's God who justifies, who is he who condemns? And then there's this incredible section where it goes through and tells us, in all things we're more than conquerors through him who loved us. I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And it's just, we have so much to look forward to in these upcoming weeks, because it is just text after text that bring us to a place of feeling so safe and in a place of feeling so secure in the arms of our Savior. And at the same time, in this particular text for us this morning, we look at this and we see that he also makes it very clear that there are two types of people in this world. There are those who live according to the flesh, and they set their minds on the things of the flesh. And there's those who live according to the Spirit, and they set their minds on the things of the Spirit. Goes through and says there's two different types of people. One are those that live according to the flesh. Those would be referred to as unbelievers, unregenerate, those still dead in their sins, those who still do not have their sins forgiven, those who live according to the flesh. And then there's those who live according to the Spirit, those who are believers. Holy Spirit has regenerated them. They've been made alive in Christ. They've been forgiven of every sin they've ever committed or every sin they ever will commit. It's two categories of people, those who live according to the flesh and those who live according to the Spirit. There's no in-between state. Either you're a Christian saved by the gracious blood of Christ, or you are still an unbeliever who is in desperate need of salvation. And this text makes that clear. You look in Scripture, and all through Scripture, you'll find that to be the case. It's not that there's three classes of Christians or people where there's the unbeliever, there's the lukewarm Christian or the carnal Christian, and then there's a place of the mature Christian, as if there's different levels of where you're at. We don't see that in Scripture. What we see is there's two different types of people, believers and unbelievers. Those who live according to the flesh and those who live according to the Spirit. You see in Revelation where there's the great white throne of judgment, and it tells us that John's looking at this, and he says, I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which was the book of life. And it goes on and says, and anyone not